Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live from our studios here in beautiful, tropical, sunny Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. As many of you know, I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we wanted to welcome everyone. This will be an electric show. I guarantee it. You guys are in for a treat. We hope you're definitely as excited as I am, if you could hear it in my voice. We're super pumped and very excited to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians and one of the real, true elite doctors from the great state of Indiana. We want to welcome our very, very special guest today on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We wanted to welcome Dr. John Detmer from Avon, Indiana. Welcome, Dr. Detmer.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bard. It is a pleasure to be here.
It's a real treat, Dr. D, and a real honor to have you with us today on the show. And, you know, for many of those or many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience really happens to dig about our show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some of the groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted doctor here today, Dr. John Detmer from Avon, Indiana. But during our show, what's really incredible is they get a real up-close and kind of a personal look from behind the curtains, if you will, as to why you, Dr. Detmer, have been so incredibly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, joint pain, most commonly arm and leg pain, often caused by the stress of injuries. And many of the patients that you've seen through the years present because of the most common word, which is stress, which we'll talk a little bit about. But we're going to dive right into the deep end of the pool. One of the things that you are known nationally for, as a matter of fact, you're certified nationally, is in a treatment procedure known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Detmer, would you be kind enough to share with our audience what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, Dr. Bard, I tell you, decompression has been one of the best therapies to come around in a long time. You know, I've been in practice since 1978, so I'm not new at this. So I've seen a lot of things come and go, and decompression is one of those things that once you finally got the treatment of the lower lumbar discs correct, and what I mean by that is earlier years there was some of the static traction machines and machines that never really worked the way they wanted them to work. They were hit and miss and didn't really get the greatest of results. As a matter of fact, most of the time, if the patient got well, it was just from the bed rest. But when decompression came along and they figured out exactly how to target a specific disc level, when they figured out what types of pressure to put on the disc, what type of algorithmic progression, regression pulls based upon a person's height and weight, it was only then that it came into the realm of being considered a non-surgical approach, because now it's basically competing with surgery And in my opinion, anybody who's would qualify for surgery based upon their condition should really try this first. You can always go get your disc surgery later if, in for some reason, decompression therapy would fail. But as a course of action, it has a very high success rate. I always tell my patients that, you know, it's got a lot of value in that. Number one, it's safe. Surgery isn't always so safe. Number two, it's very effective. Surgery is not always very effective. And one of the best things is that you worse. A lot of times people get back surgery, and quite honestly, due to the destabilization, I see a lot of patients, in my professional opinion, get worse. So this is a very good treatment modality that anybody suffering any kind of lumbar disc syndrome of any kind should highly consider this as a first option. And a high percentage of the time, that's all they're going to need. And I've seen it over the years literally save people's lives. And in a lot of cases, believe it or not, and I will say, even after they've had surgery. So there, you know, there you have a thumbnail sketch of the value and what decompression therapy is all about.
So well said. I think our audience knows right out of the gate why I was so excited to get you on the show. And it took a while because of your incredibly busy schedule. So in essence, from a symptomatic perspective, Dr. Detmer, who are the most common candidates, or who are the best candidates for non-surgical spinal decompression?
The best candidates, Dr. Bard, are going to be the ones that have had a MRI and have a confirmed disc problem, whether it be a disc problem coming from a mild bulge or a moderate bulge or what's typically called a herniation or a prolapse and or protrusion. And those are the patients that typically will have a hard time with other forms of conservative therapy, and this therapy, in my opinion, is the highest level of treatment that they could get to resolve the problem without, you know, medication or surgery or shots or any of those things that tend to be more invasive and typically can have way more side effects to it.
You know, one of the things that you're known for nationally is not just your success rate and your results that you've had for so many years, but just as important, the procedures, the systems, the protocols that you have created, that you utilize in your center specifically to make a determination to see who qualifies for this incredible form of treatment, an incredible form of relief. And in touching upon that, you mentioned something so important. You mentioned three very important letters. Those letters, for our listening audience, many of you guys know, is MRI. What's the difference, Dr. Detmer, between an MRI and a plain film X-ray?
Well, a plain film X-ray is more dedicated to reviewing what's wrong with the hard tissue. And when it comes to evaluating one of the major causes of back problems, which is the intervertebral disc, that is made of soft tissue. So an X-ray doesn't lend itself to really imaging what's going on with the lumbar disc. So when you get into the realm of an MRI, that is a particular imaging that will show you exactly what the disc is doing from different angles, whereas an X-ray is just a two-dimensional view. An MRI looks at things sagittally and as well as axially, and that way you can literally see on the inside of the disc what the nucleus is doing, which for those of you who doesn't know what a nucleus is, that's the very center jelly-type substance on the inside of the disc that typically will start to bulge through some of the round and encapsulating fibers of the disc. So when that disc gets what I call just disrupted, and it's got the full body's weight on it, the body can get into a situation where it has an inability to correct that. So what the decompression therapy is simply doing is creating the environment, creating the proper forces that will allow a lot of the disc confines, bulging, herniations to recede and take pressures off the very delicate central nervous system, the spinal cord, as well as the peripheral nerves exiting from the spinal column. And those, when the discs get up on those nerves, and whether it be the spinal cord or the nerve going down into the hips or legs, that is where you start getting what I call extension problems. And it's one of the best methods rehabilitating and getting rid of that type of problem is with the decompression therapy.
It's incredible and so well stated. And you know, one of the things you're known for is your ability, Dr. Detmer, to paint visual pictures for your patients. And obviously for our listening audience, who's so lucky today as myself to be joined with Dr. John Detmer from Avon, Indiana, we are coming to you live on the national and really now international broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We're broadcasting from our studios here in Palm Beach, Florida. And as I mentioned, we are joined by really one of the stars. And I'm going to brag on you a little bit on this show because you're such a humble and you're really such a modest doctor, Dr. Detmer. But would you be kind enough for our listening audience just to share your contact information at this point as far as your phone number and your website?
Sure. I'll be happy to do that. Our phone number here in Avon is 317-272-4100. And our website is spinalcareavon.com.
Now, it's interesting because I'm going to share some secrets here, and that's one of the really neat things, and that's why our listening audience happens to really love our broadcast here. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, when you became a doctor, you really had the opportunity to practice anywhere in the country at that time, and for a very specific reason, you chose to practice in Avon, Indiana. Why did you choose to practice there?
Well, Avon was one of the fastest growing cities at the time that I came to Avon. And so it was just a tremendous opportunity here to service the people that are out here as a very growing community. And, of course, it's just outside of Indianapolis, and Indianapolis is such a great city. So it was just a combination of a great growing city and being very close just outside of Indianapolis. It only takes 20 minutes to get to downtown. And so it was just a great area. And so as I was looking for a great area, we and around Indianapolis, we chose this area.
Your patients are so fortunate. They're so lucky to be able to have access to you. But I think it's also very interesting because you also have patients that actually travel long distances to come to see you. And we know why, and I think the cat is out of the bag, if you will. The secret is out in terms of the standard of care that you apply, and simply the fact that you are and have been always a five-star doctor. You really run a five-star office. I've seen your office. It's gorgeous. It really is. And this is really, really a team approach in your clinic. And I think it's very interesting because one of the things that you're also known for nationally is in the treatment of a condition which I believe if you asked 10 patients, you may get 10 different definitions. So being the incredible communicator and the incredible doctor that you are, would you share with our audience, Dr. Detmer, what exactly is neuropathy?
Yes, that would be an area that we've worked in quite extensively now for a number of years as well. Neuropathy is basically where peripheral nerves, primarily in your feet, the bottom of your feet is where it starts, and then later on it will start into the hands as well, but primarily in the feet, and it's what it is the small nerve fibers will start to degenerate because of various causes. Some of those causes can come from what I talked about earlier with the degenerating or the disc pressures, whether it's from degeneration or disc bulge or whatever the cause is. But once those nerves get basically a stranglehold on them, the small nerve fibers, which are at the very end of the nerve root, which is going to be down in your feet, will start to degenerate and basically become diseased. And so when I saw that happening with a lot of patients, I had to figure out, you know, what can I do aside from treating the lumbar discs? What can I do to also treat the nerves? Because I saw where there was a need for nerves to be treated as well. And then as I got into it, I realized that it doesn't just come from pinched nerves at the back, if you will. I realized that there was a lot of, as I got into it, there was a lot of other reasons such as diabetes and chemotherapy and other conditions that caused neuropathy in the mainly in the feet as well.
Often these patients, unfortunately, as you know so well, are really beholden to pharmaceutical regimens and medications. What are some of the most common medications that patients, unfortunately, have become dependent upon prior to seeing you in your clinic?
Well, the vast majority of people are either on gabapentin or Lyrica, sometimes Cymbalta for to relieve the nerve pain, and as a relieving type of medication, that's fine. That's what, you know, it's to do. But you know, it really needs to be taken a step further. There's one thing to get relief, but what are you actually doing to repair and regenerate your nerves? So that's really the higher level of understanding and consideration. That if you can actually do something to repair, regenerate, and improve the nerve function and not just let it continue to get worse over time, then that would certainly be a much more advantageous thing to do regarding neuropathy patients.
Incredible. We're joined here by Dr. John Detmer from Avon, Indiana. And I think it's so interesting, Dr. Detmer, how you've been able to conjoin neuropathy with spinal decompression. So in essence, treating the condition or treating the patient at the source, if it is a spinal disc, and then treating the patient along the course of the nerve root to basically get that nerve healthy. And I think it's so interesting because you've really taken the protocols and the systems and you've really taken them to a completely different level. You've been able to get results far and away, you know, radically much better than so many of your peers. And I think that's a testament. I think it's a statement to you. And I think one of the interesting things about you is how you're able to kind of squeeze more juice out of the day than the mortal man. When you're not helping sick patients get better, what do you like to do for fun outside of the office?
When I'm outside of the office, just like anybody else, I like to play. one of the main things I like to do is play a round of golf, and I'm still waiting for Dr. Kaplan to take me out on the Trump course and hit a ball and chase it, so to speak. But that's what I like to do is I do like golf mainly, and I've been known to also, of course, go up to Canada fishing. That can tend to be a passion as well. It's just that's typically you're not going to find Canada fishing in Indiana. So that you can't do that, every weekend.
I think it's incredible because your patients are so fortunate there to really have you in their lives. And, we have a little bit of time left on our show, so I wanted to share with our listening audience here one more time your contact information as well. If a patient has a question or they wanted to get in touch with you, the easiest way to reach you via your phone number and or your website, would you be kind enough to share that with our listening audience, Dr. Detmer, one more time?
Sure, I'd be happy to do so. So our phone number is area code 317-272-4100. And the website is spinalcareavon.com.
Beautiful. And I wanted to thank you ever so kindly for taking time out of your busy day. There's so many things I would love to talk to you about with regards to your golf game, your fishing game, but also to really the techniques and your ability to achieve a level of result that very few have been able to achieve and really, really stand out amongst your peers. I want to thank our listening audience here who joined us today on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We would love to have you back as a guest again if you can get time out of your busy schedule. Would you be able to join us again on another broadcast, Dr. Detmer?
Oh, Dr. Bart, I'd be happy to do so. Just give me a little heads up, and I'll definitely, for you, make room right away for you.
Well, you're a star. You're a five-star doctor, as I mentioned before. You're really a five-star guy. You run a five-star clinic, and your patients are so fortunate, as is your family, and myself as well, because I've been really blessed enough to know you even outside of this radio show, and it's been a real, real treat, and a real treat for our listening audience here today who were lucky enough to join us on this live broadcast here from our studios here in beautiful Palm Beach, Florida here. On behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, maybe playing golf, but maybe on assignment. I'm going to leave that open for our listening audience here today. We want to thank all you guys for joining us here, and you guys have been incredibly loyal to this show, and the following, as I mentioned in the beginning, is not just national now. It truly is international, and I wanted to thank you again for tuning in, and until next time, when we see you on the live broadcast of the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, make it a great day, and we'll speak to you soon.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.